Freshman students participating in this brand new Urban Teachers Academy are already performing like future teachers. Some walked right up to introduce themselves to welcome you into their classroom.
Hi, how are you?
The City School District and Buffalo State created the Urban Academy to address the issue of racial disparity among teachers and a teacher shortage.
So we need to elevate the cadre, the number of people that are coming to the teaching profession.
Buffalo State President Catherine Conway Turner tells us the college is committed to growing the urban teaching profession.
Because right now we have about 80% of our students that are from underrepresented group, but only 15 to 20% of our teachers.
Teaching always was one of the most noble professions.
It's being called a Grow Our Own initiative to cultivate a diverse pool of future teachers that would remain committed to teaching in Buffalo schools. City School Superintendent Kreiner Cash encouraged the students to stick with the program and make a commitment to be a future Buffalo teacher.
Because the Urban Teacher Academy is promising, it's making a deal that for your commitment and your hard work, you'll have a pathway to success and long-term gainful employment in our growing economy.
Students will take four college-level courses. If successfully completed, the 12 credit hours would then be accepted at Buff State's teachers' programs. Dean of the School of Education, Dr. Wendy Patterson, told the McKinley students they are now true pioneers.
There will never be another one of you. Never be another first Urban Teacher Academy. You're it. Yeah. And what that means for us is that we will support you in wherever that pioneering dream takes you.
Buff State's Associate Dean, Kathy Wood, was thrilled to see city students learning about the teaching profession.
But I am thrilled. I said I want to cry over there. I love how engaged and excited you all are, and I'm so proud of you. 13 and 14-year-olds to be able to do this, come in, commit yourself to teaching. I love it.
These students will also participate in activities at Buff State to prepare for college. Felice Brandy is the Urban Academy teacher.
I do let them decide the different ways in which they would like to see themselves in education. So we aren't always talking about them being a teacher, but just talking about the education field in itself.
Brandy tells us the real work will be to make sure these students remain interested.
That is the key. Because they are so young, they're very, very interested in having fun. I have to make teaching seem fun. This is not elementary education here at McKinley. They're in high school. So I have to take the content that they're getting and make sure I'm delivering it in a very engaging way. And one of the ways in which I do that is making sure that learning is student-centered, that learning is project-based, that learning is very hands-on.
Education for your degree field.
Freshman Gabriel Baldwin wants to be a future preschool teacher and was inspired by her four-year-old sister.
Seeing the expressions on her face when she learns new things excites me, so that.
How important is it to you, too, to understand, like, having a teacher of color in a classroom?
That's where racial comes in. I think the students can relate to the teacher better since they come from the same place or somewhere near. But yeah, it's just the students can feel more comfortable with the teacher.
When I'm in the class with my classmates, I can learn more about their culture as they learn more about mine.
Ninth grader Rakeem Scales wants to be a future art teacher.
I want to be able to have an impact on kids by showing them that they're not alone.
The summer say from Burma. Beautiful. Thank you.
This first cohort represents not only Buffalo, but several countries, including Nepal, Kenya, Jordan, Uganda, Bangladesh, and Burma. Teacher Brandy says the program will develop culturally responsive students to become culturally responsive educators. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Ali Mohammed from Jordan. Beautiful. Yes, sir.